Cincinnati is one of America's hidden musical cities, having produced some of the best popular music of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Its heroes tend not to be well known, and one of the most elusive is the guitar player Lonnie Mack. Rock historian Ed Ward tells his story.
On March 12, 1963, Lonnie Mack, an imposing bear-like guitarist, was doing what he did, playing guitar in a recording studio in Cincinnati. He was scheduled for three sessions that day, one with a girl group, Gigi and the Charmaines, and the others by Max Falcon and Kenny Patton Smith. Somewhere in there, he picked up his signature Gibson Flying V guitar, and he and the studio band slid into a jam based on Chuck Berry's Memphis. They were recording in King Record Studios, owned by Cincinnati's main record label, but they were recording for Fraternity, a smaller label that picked up artists King didn't want and hadn't had a hit in years. For some reason, Fraternity took this informal jam, pressed it up, and just a few months later, Lonnie Mack found himself in the top 10. At the time, Lonnie was 22 years old, having been born in 1941 in rural Ohio and brought up in Indiana. His mother bought him a $10 guitar when he was six and taught him a few chords, and the course of his life was fixed. After an argument with a teacher in sixth grade, he dropped out of school and joined a country band fronted by someone named Hoot Smith. By the time he cut Memphis, Lonnie was a nine-year veteran of Cincinnati's bars and honky-tonks and had recorded a couple of forgettable singles before becoming a guitarist for hire. In fact, when Memphis became a hit, he was on the road backing singer Troy Seals and had to rush back to Cincinnati to record a follow-up. It was another instrumental called Wham, and it didn't do as well. But to Lonnie, just focusing on his instrumental prowess was missing half the point. He'd picked up a lot of songs in his life, and he knew he could sing. He was right. There was a small problem. Back then, nobody expected such a soulful voice from a white guy. I Apologize wasn't released in 1963 when it was recorded, but other vocals were, and neither country nor rhythm and blues radio would play them, let alone pop radio. At least Fraternity believed in Lonnie, and his constant touring meant that between local hits, sales of records to jukeboxes, and live appearances, he did okay. He was cutting more instrumentals than he'd have liked, but one of them made him a legend in England. His 1966 version of King Curtis' Soul Serenade became the theme song of a popular BBC show and made guitarists all over Britain wonder how he got that sound. It was played through a speaker made for an electric organ, called a Leslie, they discovered. Fraternity Records wasn't doing too well, and eventually expired early in 1967. But American record companies were looking for American guitar heroes, and Elektra Records found Lonnie and signed him up. It must have seemed like a great idea, someone who could sing soul and country and play a mean guitar. And in fact, he cut three albums for them, the first of which came out in early 1969.
Well, I went to the place where we used to go. The doorman was there. He met me at the door. I know who you are, yeah, and who you're looking for. She don't come here anymore. Well, I'm
His stint at Elektra also found him on, of all places, a Doors album, Morrison Hotel, where on Roadhouse Blues, Jim Morrison can be heard urging him on.
Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll all night long. Do it, Robbie, do it.
But his records weren't selling, so in 1971, Elektra dropped him. Capitol tried to market him as a country artist during the 70s, but got nowhere. In 1983, though, a young guitarist who'd had some success and who'd picked up the guitar after hearing Memphis as a little boy convinced Lonnie to let him produce an album. The fact that it was Stevie Ray Vaughan meant that the album, Strike Like Lightning, got noticed, and Lonnie's career picked up again, only to peter out once more in 1988 when changes at his latest record company, Epic, sank his first album for them. Today, Lonnie Mack lives in the hills of Tennessee, making rare live appearances and selling his music via his website at lonniemack.com. He's even got a MySpace page. Something tells me this story's not over yet.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. I'm Terry Gross, and I'm happy and sad to end the show with news about our associate producer, Patty Leswing. Happy for her because she's just gotten a great job working for a great radio program. Sad because that means she's leaving our show. But add another point in the happy column because Patty's only going down the hall where she'll be a producer of Radio Times, which is produced here at WHYY. I want to thank her for the work she's done making me and my guests sound better through the magic of editing and for all her help behind the scenes holding things together. It's always been fun talking with her about music, even more fun when I've gotten a chance to hear her sing. She's good. That's why we're going to close with a recording she made with the band The Get Arounds. Patty, good luck on your new job, and thanks for staying close by.
A man in my shoes runs a light and dawn.